The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. This morning, I pray that God will meet with you in the name of Jesus. It's a destiny preservation and a fulfillment service. Destiny preservation and fulfillment service. What is destiny? When we say destiny, what is destiny? Destiny is the plan, the purpose of God for a person's life. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew thee, and I've ordained thee a prophet unto nations. So, your destiny is talking about God's plan for your life, God's intention for your life. Before God forms a person, He has an intention for the person's life. Number two, what is destiny? Destiny is your life assignment. Your destiny is your life assignment. Your destiny is the assignment of your life. Your life's assignment is your destiny. Number three, what is destiny? Destiny is God's blueprint for your life. God's blueprint for a person's life is the person's destiny. God's blueprint for a person's life is the person's destiny. And I pray that in the course of this service this morning, God will open somebody up to his or her destiny in the name of Jesus. Please note this, that to miss destiny is to miss purpose of being on earth. To miss your destiny is to lose the purpose why God created you. To miss your destiny is to miss the vital reason why you came to this world. Nobody here will miss out of his destiny. I say nobody here will miss out of his or her destiny. And of course, destiny is the most crucial aspect of anyone's life. Destiny is so crucial. Destiny must not be toyed with. Destiny must not be joked with. Destiny is crucial. Destiny is vital. Destiny must be taken very seriously. In the course of this service this morning, we'll be learning, and this teaching will be showing us, amongst other things, will take us to uncommon heights, will help us to attain and sustain destiny, and will show us how our destiny can be fulfilled and preserved. The teachings this morning, the first service, the second service, will help us to attain uncommon heights, will help us to sustain our destiny, and will also help us in the fulfillment and the preservation of our destiny. No one's destiny here shall crash in the name of Jesus. I say no one's destiny here shall crash in the name of Jesus. Examples of those that fulfilled destiny and their destiny was preserved is Jesus Christ. Example number one is Jesus Christ. 1 John 3 verse 8b. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. So one of the purposes why Jesus came is to destroy the works of the devil, and he did it. He accomplished it. He fulfilled his destiny. What was written concerning him was fulfilled. Though he spent only 33 and a half years on earth, his life is more relevant than Methuselah, that is the oldest man in the world. Destiny is not about counting number of years on earth. It's about impact. It's about relevance. It's about achieving what God sent you to do. You will not miss out of your portion today. The second example of people that fulfill destiny is Apostle Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, the Bible says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That's Apostle Paul speaking there. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have been able to achieve what destiny has in store for me. At the end of life, somebody here will be able to say that in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will not be squandered. I say your destiny will not be squandered. The service this morning is specifically for someone. And I believe that person is listening to me this morning. You will not miss out of this in the name of Jesus. I say you will not miss out of this in the name of Jesus. You will not miss out of this in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, I'll be showing us in the first service, 8 vital keys that will help us to fulfill destiny. In the second service, I will try to also move further if I can, as much as I can, another 7 or 8, if the time permits. We'll stop wherever the time permits us. But I trust God that no one will go back the same this morning in Jesus' name. Pathway to the preservation and fulfillment of destiny. How do I fulfill my destiny? How do I achieve what God sent me here to achieve? Number one is discovery of your destiny in God. If you are going to achieve your destiny and it will be preserved and fulfilled, you must discover. It is discovery that births recovery. No one can discover what he has not. No one can recover what he has not discovered. No one can take back what he doesn't know is his. If your plan is to fulfill your destiny, you must know your plan in God. You must know what God has in store for your life. You must discover it and discover it on time. That's why you see some people, they are very rich, billionaires, and they still commit suicide. Because they didn't discover their purpose. They had wealth, but they did not discover their purpose of life. They did not discover the purpose of that wealth. You see some people at the end of their life, they say, I'm already 70 years. What did I do for 70 good years? They did not discover their purpose. They did not know why they are on earth. So they journeyed through life aimlessly, uselessly, and ended up without any significance. That will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. So early discovery, but a timely recovery. Early discovery, but timely recovery. Early discovery, we always bat timely recovery. Nobody here will lose his destiny. I say nobody here will lose his destiny. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? Discover it so that you can recover it. Discover it so that you can assess it. May you not look at your life at the end of your life and say, I've wasted all my years. I say, you will not look at your life and say, I've wasted all my years. You will not waste any part of your destiny. Pathway to destiny, fulfillment, and preservation, number two, is to secure God's help in the fulfillment of your destiny. Secure the help of God in the fulfillment of your destiny. Psalm 121 and verse 1. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. The preservation of a destiny and the fulfillment of a destiny needs the help of God. You can never outgrow God's help. You can never get to a level in your life where you don't need God anymore. People that manufacture cars, the parts of those cars, they produce those parts. So at every point in time, you have to consult them to buy a part at one time or the other. It's the same thing with God. The creator of mankind did not leave mankind in isolation. That's why John 15 and verse 5 says, without me, ye can do nothing. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and he in him, the same will bring forth much, much fruit. For without me, you will do nothing. The help of God is the rescue system for man. The help of God is the pathway to the fulfillment of man's destiny. That's why I feel sad when I see men who think they can achieve anything outside of God. Nobody here will run away from his maker in the name of Jesus. Securing God's help will always turn your life around. Securing God's help will always help you to get to where you are going. Psalm 28, from verse 1 all through to verse 13, tells us and instructs us that we should obey his instructions, and then all these blessings will begin to come upon us. Psalm 28 and verse 1 all through to verse 13. Unto thee, sorry, Deuteronomy 28, beg your pardon. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 all through to verse number 13. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe to do his commandment, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. If you can hearken to him, if you can come to him for help, then all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Somebody say amen. If thou will hearken unto the voice of the Lord, if you can run to him and obey him for help, he will help you. I pray for somebody here this morning, without delay, in the last few hours of August, you will receive God's help. I say you will receive God's help. I say you will receive God's help. Everybody you see in this kingdom that has something to offer is a helped man. Every man or woman that you see that has any substance or any blessing is a helped person. I would say it's not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So the help of God and the mercy of God will always make you fulfill your destiny. That's why you see small boys like us running after God day and night. Because we know where our help, we know where we were before, and we know where the help of God has brought us. It's only a fool that runs away from his helper. It's a sign of foolishness. The help of God will change somebody's life today. If that person is here, say a louder amen. If that person is here, say a louder amen. Number three. Pathway to destiny preservation and fulfillment is personal discipline. No indisciplined person can fulfill destiny. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyful but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. No discipline is tasteful when you are going through discipline. Discipline is not tasteful when you are enjoying it. When you are going through it. I read somewhere recently, he said, discipline is painful, but the fruits are always very great and gainful. So when you are going through discipline, it's not always very palatable. But because you know what you want, you know that you cannot get there without discipline, you embrace it. Lack of discipline is a destiny destroyer. It takes discipline to preserve marriage. Every marriage crashes through indiscipline. It takes discipline to sustain a career, to be on a job. They said your resumption time is 7:30. You are there. You continue to come late. After some time, when they want to downsize, they go to the register and look at those who are indisciplined. Flush them out. It takes discipline to walk with God. It takes discipline to run a business Otherwise, you spend all the money on leisure. You just squander the money. As profit is coming, you just squander it. And as you are squandering it, those under you too, since they see that you are squandering it, as you are taking your own, they are taking their own. As you are taking your own, they are taking their own. After some time, the business becomes a scrap. Nobody here will be caught with indiscipline. I say nobody here will be caught with indiscipline. Say a louder amen. Destroy indiscipline, or indiscipline will destroy you. It is either you sink in discipline or indiscipline will sink you. No destiny ever gets anywhere without discipline. If your desire is to fulfill your destiny, drop in discipline. Or in discipline will drop you to a level that people will see you, they will not want to reckon with you. Vital areas for discipline. 3A. Discipline in walk with God, in Bible study, in quiet time, in fastings. The moment you don't take coming to church very serious, you walk 7 times a week, you are already struggling with indiscipline of idolatry. You walk Monday to Sunday, you don't have any day for God. Every day is work. You are already an idolater. Because you love money more than God. So it takes discipline to say, no, I start my week with God. Sundays is for God. I appear before God. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appear before God. Psalms 84 and verse 11. It takes discipline to study the word. To wake up in the morning and leave your Instagram alone and leave your Facebook alone and sit down to study. 3 chapters, 4 chapters. It takes discipline to fast every Wednesday. Otherwise, by 10, you just said, my friend, go and buy me beans and bread. Put 3 fish on top. It's gone. Discipline to walk with God will always make your destiny to fly. 3B, vital areas for discipline. Discipline in time management. If you are not disciplined in time management, there is no way your destiny can fly. Time wasted cannot be recovered. Time squandered cannot be gathered. When you squander your time, you cannot gather your time. When you trash the time, when you flush it down the toilet, you can't recover it. So time must not be wasted. If you want to maximize destiny, time is going. Time waits for no man. Everyone that will fulfill destiny must be a wise time manager. Great fools waste money. Greatest fools waste time. Great fools, they squander money, they waste money. But the greatest of those that are fools, are those who waste time. They have no value for time. When people come to my office to speak to me, I appreciate them so much. When they go straight to the point, speak to me and leave. Because I don't have the time. I don't have the time. Time must not be squandered. 3C, vital area for discipline. Is discipline in your sexual life? This has ruined many destinies. This has demobilized and destroyed many destinies. If you will ever fulfill your destiny, then your sexual life must be in check or it's wasted. There are about 6 holes around your body that you must watch, or else they can destroy your life. The eyes, the 2 of them, the ears, the mouth, that's another hole, and your sexual organ. If you allow just anything enter your life through any of those holes, any rubbish, just penetrate your life, that life is going nowhere. You hear just any music. You watch just any film. Blue film, red film. It doesn't matter to you. As long as it's a film. You eat just anything. Destiny is not something to be joked with, friends. No one jokes with destiny and gets to where he's going. Your sexual organs must be disciplined. Otherwise, destiny is aborted. Otherwise, destiny is crushed. No one's destiny here will crash. 3D areas, vital areas for discipline. Is discipline in money management, resource management. One day I read my scripture and I saw Jesus said, from he that hath not, it will be collected, and it will be given to he that hath. Ah, I wonder. God is a just God. What's going on? Because he that doesn't have, the little he has, he mismanages it. Life not well managed will be well damaged. Life not well managed will be well damaged. So if your desire is to attain destiny, manage the little resources that you have. Manage it very effectively and manage it very efficiently. Some of you blessed already, come on, say a big hallelujah. Number four, pathway to destiny fulfillment is focus. Focus. Everyone that will become great in life must be focused. Matthew 6 and verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If your eye be single, if you have a direction, if you have a focus, your whole life will be full of light. We live in a generation where most people don't have any focus. They don't have any focus. Destiny is a journey, and you must have a focus of where you are going. If I'm going from here to Lagos, and I don't have a focus of getting to Lagos from Lagos, I divert myself to Lokoja. Will I get to Lagos? I say, will I get to Lagos? No, because I have lost focus from where I'm going. So once God has shown you what he wants you to be and the area he wants you to enjoy your life, just live your life on that path. You will get him and you will get there. Lack of focus can ruin the destiny. This is what he's selling now. You move there. This is what is there. This is the in thing now. There's nothing bad in exploring. There's nothing bad in looking at other areas of life. But you can't be a confused person. You can't be a confused person. I was encouraging some young folks later earlier on this week, and I told them, I said, overnight success takes a minimum of 10 years. I said, this person has already broken through. He's successful. It takes minimum of being concerned on something for 10 years. He said, it's already breakthrough. This person has broken through. So by the time you are on something for 1 year and you are done, you are on something for 6 months, you are gone. You can't be successful. Overnight success, that is fast success, minimum 10 years of consistency. Just show me an unfocused person. I will show you somebody who doesn't have a destiny. So focus is what will make you escape being a low cost. Focus. We change you. We change your life. No unfocused person has a future. Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A person whose mind is not on anything, just here and there, all over the place, in this one, that one, has no future. Before the blessing of God hit him on a business, he has left that business for another business. Before the blessing of God meet him on a job, he has left that business for another job. Never stays on one job for too long. this issue of destiny is very vital. Because I know via this message this morning, God is speaking to somebody and God will give you the grace to utilize it. Until you are focused, you cannot be fulfilled. Consistency is better than intensity. Consistency is better than intensity. You can have intensity. But when you are not consistent, you lose. You can have zeal, but if you are not consistent, you can't get blessed. It's a new day for somebody here today. 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 Number five. I'm speaking about the pathway that will bring about your destiny fulfillment. It's knowledge. Number five is knowledge. Your knowledge level will eventually determine where you will end up. In John chapter 8 verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You need knowledge of God's word to fulfill your destiny. Knowledge of God's word. You know, most Christians can do a lot of things, but to sit down to study the Bible is a problem. Everyone that will get to where he's going must have knowledge of his business and must have knowledge of God's word. I've told you before, your knowledge base determines your asset base. Your knowledge base determines how you will end up in life. So acquire knowledge. Seek for knowledge. Sit down with the scripture. Shut down the TV. Switch off the data. Sit down with the scripture. With your notes. You are studying, you are noting. You are studying, you are noting. If you need to go for course or courses in your area of business, please go for a course. No one can be greater than his level of knowledge. That's why you must keep acquiring knowledge. You must keep seeking for more knowledge. You must have a very great appetite for knowledge if you want to fulfill destiny. Keep looking for knowledge. Relevant knowledge. Knowledge that will help you in your field of endeavor. The more you know, the better you become. You know, do you know why some people are easily swayed? They lack knowledge. When you lack knowledge, false prophets will prophesy what God did not say, and they will be milking your pocket. Because you lack knowledge. When you lack knowledge, you are unable to fulfill destiny because it takes knowledge to move with speed. I would say knowledge shall be the stability of your times. Knowledge is the stability of your times. So it takes stability to move with speed. Everyone here, we acquire brand new knowledge today. I've often told you, one of the best times for me is when I'm listening to people preach. I love it. Because as I'm preaching to you now, you are drawing for me. But when I'm seated and you are preaching, I'm getting what you are saying. I'm noting. I'm getting something. I'm listening to you. Insights. You can't be better than the level of knowledge you have. Because knowledge is what controls behavior. Knowledge is what controls the step you take. Number six, pathway to destiny fulfillment is setting of goals, or what you call planning. Planning. No one can achieve destiny without planning. There's a general saying that if you have failed to plan, you have planned to fail. In Luke 14 verse 28, Luke 14 and verse number 28, say, which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Go on. Least happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold him begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet with him that cometh with 20,000. So you see what I'm talking about. Everyone that will fulfill destiny must sit down to plan. If you will fulfill destiny, you must set goals. You must sit down to plan. Proverbs 18 verse 1. Through wisdom, a man having sat down, thinketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Proverbs 18 and verse 1. So everyone becomes successful to the extent of the goals they set. Husband and wife, learn to sit down regularly to plan your life and plan your future. So that you will not use all the hand, you will not use all the two hands to eat. Sit down and plan. Nobody here will bite his finger at the end of his life. I say nobody here will bite his finger at the end of his life. Did I hear you say louder amen? Sit down to set goals. Students, when you enter a school, sit down and set a goal for yourself. If you want to have a first class or a 2-1, you can't be walking about like a Rastafarian all about. Or like somebody who doesn't know what is going, what he came to school to do. You can't be moving from club to club and want to have a first class. Every first class student has first class preparation. Show me a first class student that will show you somebody of first class preparation. He doesn't have time for gigs and for clubs and for toasting jambites up and down. But show me a third class or a person who is ready to spend 6 years apart from his normal 4 years. He has no vision. He has no goal. Anything goes. He's a fashionista. Set goals. Your destiny will fly. Set goals. Set goals for the year. Set goals for the month. This will help you to pray. It will help you to pray very well. It will help you to have a clear focus on how you want to live your life. But when you don't have a goal, you live for anything. My friend goes, let's go now. Something's going on there. They say, it's happening there. Let's go. Let's go. Because there's no goal. There's no goal. There's no plan in place. Running after nothing, chasing nothing. They say, let's pray. You cannot. Because somebody that doesn't have a plan can't pray. Pray for what? What's the goal you are praying for? Let your destiny be important to you. Let your destiny be important to you. There's a limit to what your pastor can do for you. You must settle down on your own and plan so that things can work out better. Number 7, I'm speaking about the pathway to destiny fulfillment and destiny preservation. If you want your destiny preserved, number 7 is honor those ahead of you. Or be humble, / be humble. Honor those ahead of you. Be humble to honor them. Be humble. 1 Peter 2 verse 17. Honor all men. 1 Peter 2 verse 17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood. 1 Timothy 5 verse 17. Let elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially they who labor in word and doctrine. If you want to fulfill your destiny, honor elders. Honor who? Honor who? When we say elders, we doesn't necessarily mean elders in age alone. We are talking about those that God has placed ahead of you. Those that God has placed in front of you. Those are elders. We live in an arrogant generation. We live in a generation where elders mean nothing to the youth of nowadays. That's why many cannot fulfill destiny. Everyone that will fulfill destiny is a person that subscribes to honor. Honoring parents, honoring teachers, honoring servants of God that God has placed to oversee them and to assist them in the journey of life. Everyone that will become something must be a person that likes honor. Dishonor cuts destiny short. They say, this person is more than you. Say, it's just small. Say, this person is more than you. Say, it's just small. That small, can you use knife to cut it? Youths of nowadays, don't look at an elder's face like this and dishonor them. It's a curse. As if you see people look at their parents' face and talk rubbish. I told you the story many years ago, maybe about 12, 13 years ago. A young lady was about to get married in the church I was pastoring then, and brought her mother to meet with me in the church. Said, Daddy, this is my mommy. I said, oh, mommy, congratulations. Well done for the preparation. And they wanted her to marry in the church I was supposed to join them. And they were talking about something, you know. And then she started blasting the mother. I first did like that. I wasn't seeing well. What is this? Mommy, no. Wonderful. I couldn't imagine myself. Blasted the mother. Emma, buy me so. It's my wedding. Don't tell me, Robbie. Anybody can blast her, shred everybody to pieces. After she finished, I said, Mommy, sorry about this. I'm sorry, I can't conduct this wedding. So they went to report me at our senior pastor's office. So they summoned me. And they said, what's happened? They said, you can't wear school. You are not going to wear this. I said, sir, I can't wear the person, sir. You can wear him. Let them send them here. Let them wear here. But for me, no. He said, why? Because I know you very well, daughter. I now say, well, no problem. I know you very well. Years later, I saw the lady. I met her somewhere. And she knelt down to greet me with two legs. I said, I thought she would see me and she would do like this. She would not greet me. You see people in this generation just... One day, I saw a message of a bad boy on the internet. A young boy. Young boy. The way I look at him, maybe he's in his 20s. Shredded the baba on the internet and said, even my grandfather will speak faster than this man. Wonderful. Baba Debo is 79 this year. He'll be 80 next year. If he speaks one word against you, put it on. The person has already just one word, Jehovah, deal with this person. Or fire. That's fire. Just fire, go to this person. Honor those who are ahead of you if you want to fulfill destiny. Anybody God has placed ahead of you, let their honor be. Don't let over familiarity destroy you. Don't let over familiarity crush your destiny. Give them honor. And let me tell you, you don't say you honor somebody with mouth. It is obedience that proves honor. Honor is proved through obedience. They say, do this, you do it. Nobody here will have his destiny crushed. Nobody's destiny here will crash on the path of dishonor. Nobody's destiny here will crash on the path of dishonor. Nobody's destiny here will crash on the path of dishonor. Many here don't know how to provoke blessing from elders. That's why their life is on the same spot. You don't get blessing from elders just like that. You provoke it. I got this early in life, and this has helped me a lot. And we're on this on a permanent basis. And this has continued to help our destiny. Nobody's destiny here will crash. I'm on number one now. Number eight, I think I better stop there, is power of small beginnings. Job 8 verse 7. Job 8 verse 7. Though your beginning be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. If you want to fulfill your destiny, don't be scared to start small. Don't be scared to to do whatever God has placed in your heart little by little. If you are going to work in a company, you probably start from a small place in the office. They will probably not go and make you deputy managing director straight away. They will probably not take you there as the MD straight away from school. It doesn't work like that. Many in this generation don't want to start small. They want big, big, everything big, big. If they have their way, their first car should be a Pajero 2021 model. Abba, what is it? How come? It's not, life is not like that. If you want to fulfill your destiny, be ready to start small and little by little. Life is a journey. It's little by little. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. You start from one room today. From one room you move to two rooms. To room and a parlor. From room and a parlor you move to flat. Two bedroom flat. Two bedroom flat you move to three bedroom flat. From there you have built your own house. Your first small house. Which most likely is not your last house. From there you move. That's how life is. All this. Indomie Dudu's mentality doesn't work. It doesn't work. Little by little, your destiny will be made. Little by little, your destiny will be made. Nobody here will fail on the path of destiny. Nobody here will fail on the path of destiny. If your desire is to fulfill destiny, you must not despise the days of your little beginnings. You must not despise the days of your little beginnings. It's good to dream big, but you start from somewhere. My prayer is that nobody here will miss out. I say nobody here will miss out. Small success steps today will become monumental success tomorrow. Small business that you are doing today will become monumental businesses tomorrow. Small level that you have started in the company today through faithfulness will become very great tomorrow. If you want to fulfill your destiny, start life small and grow big gradually. Won't you be surprised if a woman gives birth and immediately they say push? She pushes and then the child that comes out is a 21-year-old boy. We did not stay there. Everybody will take cover. Everybody. Everybody will run. For his life. Life is little by little. Well, there's the first part of this message. We have probably more robust in the second service. And this is talking about your life and your destiny. And I know God will even bless you yet more in Jesus' name. In conclusion, one of the major things that will bless a man's destiny is to be born again. John chapter 3 and verse 3. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Destiny is a function of God's help, sonship with God.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.